Just in Time Devotionals, Scars of Love, Isaiah 53, verse 2 to 5. Have you ever had an injury that left you with a scar? Maybe when you were little and at some point you didn't pay attention, you ran from one place to another, you fell, you cut your skin and you got a scar. You have grown up, and every time you look at the scar, you remember what happened. Well, there are also scars of the soul, which remind us of things from the past. But depending on the perspective we have of life, we can realize if we look at the scars, well, we will think that it was for the good. It taught us something. Or we will remember all the time that it was something for the bad. This reminds me of a story I read recently, and it made me look at the scars from another perspective, because it then led me to a word from Isaiah 53 that I would like, if you have a Bible there, to look it up with me now. But in the meantime, I want to tell you what was the story I received, which I liked very much, and I want to share it with you. On a hot summer day, a little boy decided to go swimming in the pond behind his house. He ran out the back door. Like any child, he was happy and jumped into the water and swam happily. However, he did not realize that a crocodile was lurking and was rapidly approaching where he was. His mother was looking out the window from the house and saw with horror what was happening. She realized that the crocodile was heading towards her son. So she ran desperately. She ran immediately to her son, shooting as loud as she could, asking him to come out, to come to the shore. Hearing her, the boy became alarmed and swam towards his mother, but it was too late. From the dock, the mother grabbed the boy by his arms, just when the crocodile was biting his little legs. The woman pulled the child's arms with all her strength. The crocodile was stronger, but the mother was much more passionate, and her love gave her superhuman strength. After a few minutes, a man heard screams, rushed to the place with a gun and shot repeatedly at the crocodile. The child survived, and although his legs suffered a lot, when he came out of the trauma, a journalist asked the boy if he could see the scars of his legs. The boy lifted the quilt and showed them to the journalist. At the look of concern of the journalist's face, the boy proudly took off his shirt and pointed to the scars on his arms and said, "These scars that you should see are the scars that you should see. The scars you should see are these, the ones left by my mother's nails, pressing hard so that the crocodile wouldn't swallow me. I have these scars because my mother didn't let go of me at any moment, and she saved my life." It's a great story, isn't it? Can we apply it to our life today? Can we understand, for some reason, why certain scars should not cause us sadness, but remind us of how much love the Father has given us, my friends. Life sometimes inflicts damage on us, but when a scar hurts, you focus on the real marks caused on the cross. That's why Isaiah 53 from verse 2, look what it says. My servant grew up before the Lord like a tender green shoot, like a root out of dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic. There was nothing beautiful or majestic, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic in his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with the deepest pain. We turned our backs on him and looked away. He was despised and he would not care. Yet it was our weaknesses that burdened him. It was our pains that burdened him. And we thought that his hardships were a punishment from God, a punishment from his own sins. But he was pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we might be at peace. He was beaten so that we could be healed. Even there are wounds. There are scars. There are the scars of the cross. Scars for love. You know God is not resigned. He is not resigned to losing us. And the nails that pierce his hands are for us an anchor that keeps the sea from swallowing us up, the world from pushing us away. There are only two people, only two types of reasonable people in this world. Those who love God with all their heart because they know him, and the others are those who seek him with all their heart because they don't know him. Never forget that the cross leaves scars. When we make the decision to carry the cross, we are assuming the risk of suffering. Of course, we will suffer, but if anything, I want to assure you, it is worth it even to suffer, even to die. It is worth it for the love of the one who suffered so much for us. Every scar you have in your life for having served God are authentic credentials for the ministry, authentic by my love, friends. That is why it is important to look back and realize that God always had a plan. Yes, maybe we made wrong decisions, we did what we wanted, but God never walked away. And although I respect your progress, he never stopped following you. He never stopped being aware of you. He never walked away. He loves you so much that everything has been involved for the soul good, that you get closer to him. So it is important that we understand something, my dear friends. The good memories lull the great projects wake up. There are times to sleep, but there are times to wake up. And when we wake up, we have to let go of what we once imagined and grab to obey what God wants us to do. That is his plan. walking in his plan, I want to remind you that it is much, much, much better. What scar does he have today? The scars of the cross are worth it. It is worth it to follow Christ, because in the end, this world passes and its desires. I think I have said it 2 or 3 times. I have not yet seen the first drawer that they design with pockets where you can take everything you did here on earth. Glory to God if you can enjoy it. But in the end, everything turns to dust, my beloved friend. We take advantage of life while we open our eyes and we can breathe, but we are only passing through here. Although God put eternity in us, we are only passing through here. And how we take advantage of it is important. So to be crucified together with Christ is to be carrying his cross, which makes us stand, not to surrender or succumb to the desires of this world, but to live for our Father, live for him, and understand that he is everything. And when something hurts us, when we consider that what we are living is not fair, let us look at the scars of the cross. You know that when Jesus rose from the dead, one of his disciples did not believe. Jesus showed him his hands. He said to him, "Put your hand in my side." When he saw the wounds, he understood that it was true. I think it happens to all of us. We need to look at the cross and look at the wounds of his hands. There is the record of love. That little boy did not pay attention to the wounds of his legs. Going back to the story, like the wounds that scarred because of his mother, both must have hurt a lot. The one on his legs reminded him that he was about to die, but the one on his arms remind him how much grace and how much love that did not leave him until he was turned away from death itself. Those same wounds should remind you of the wounds of the cross. We were about to be condemned, about to die for a medical diagnosis, for a problem, for how many dangers in this life. The Lord has loved you so much that he said, "Take up my cross." And although that cross has left you with scars, you can say, they are scars of life, of love, of teaching, of strength, of fortitude, scars of love. So get up again and go forward, because a long road awaits you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. How much love, Lord. How much love we can show with you, with joy. All that you have done for us, Lord, and even what we have had to cry in this life, to face many things. Of course you have, but you have always been there. You have helped us and you have sustained us with your right hand of justice, teaching us to stand firm no matter what happens, for love, a love manifested by you, Jesus. Thank you. May these words not be carried away by the wind, but may they be engraved in our hearts, and that today those who are discouraged may rise up, those who are sad may rejoice, those who have scars may see them as the treasure, as a gift and new beginnings, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This is a translation for pastor and friend Elias Hoyos spoke. Remember that God always comes just in time. You want every day to receive advice from God. Every day there is a new word. So I want to invite you to enter our YouTube channel. Look for us on YouTube as Devotionals Just in Time. And once you enter our channel, click on subscribe and click on the little bell. Do not forget to share this word with anyone who needs it. A big hug. Blessings.